You're listening to Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin. For more of your favorite programs, visit us on the web at ernlive.com. That's ernlive.com.
Welcome back to Men's Health Live, the radio show that's full of tons of useful stuff. Women, work, health, fitness, cars, tech, pizza, and beer.
More and Greg Stebbin here from Men's Health Magazine and Men's Health Live. Andrew Daniels from menshealth.com. Thanks for joining us on Men's Health Live. And I want to ask, are you an annoying neighbor?
That's
and
TBD.
Before you answer that, I want to ask you one other question. These are both stories from menshealth.com where Andrew is the man in charge.
Yeah,
and there's two stories, yes. Are you an annoying neighbor? And the 10 lies you hear every day. So before you answer the question about being an annoying neighbor, how many times have you lied today?
Well, I know that I've been lied to between 10 and 200 times today, because that is the stat.
Oh, nice reversal.
So I'm not lying, but I'm having others lie to me.
So are you saying that we all lie? What was the number again?
Yeah, we all lie, Greg. So you lie to between 10 and 200 times every single day, and most people lie 3 times within the first 10 minutes of meeting someone new.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just bought a new house, so you're meeting all those new neighbors that you're lying to.
Exactly right. with the Jell-O in hand, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't spit in it. So you grow up and your parents tell you that lying is bad, and now you're telling us it's not bad, it's normal.
Well, yeah. Do you remember last week we talked about, you know, how it's perfectly normal to embellish, you know, to a certain extent, as long as
you're lying, not just embellishing?
There's little white lies. There's big embellishments. I mean, this story that we ran is more like just the common little sayings that you sort of throw out or hear on a day-to-day basis, like everything's great, or when you know your girlfriend says I'm fine, or if someone says, you know, like it's so great to see you, or the biggest offender, and I do this actually every day, is just when I say, oh, that's interesting. Or interesting. I mean, you know, we all do it, and it's more like it's a place filler more than anything. It's to kill the silence,
yeah,
and not, it, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's really interesting, Andrew.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's interesting. Can't be a lie, because it could be boring and interesting.
It's a meaningless phrase, right? I mean, it's
right.
Like I said, it's a silence filler more than anything, and just, you know, consider what you actually think before speaking.
Well, I think, you know, we have three guys here. All of us have wives. I'll be the first one to confess what I most often lie to my own wife about is stuff that I just don't want her to be upset. So, mm-hmm. You know, she'll ask me, like, if I've heard from one of our children, and if I've heard something that is maybe upsetting, but I know it's going to resolve itself quickly. Yeah. The easier answer is no, I haven't heard from anyone.
And that's a good lie too, I think. Like, if you're
that's
going
a
to,
good
like,
lie.
You know,
oh, it's a good lie.
Lie.
Okay. Well, so I just want to clarify that's so when Jody asks me if I was responsible for the $9,000 that's missing from our checking account, and I say no, is that also a good lie?
No, see, that's completely different. No, that's completely different, because then you have to actually determine where the $9,000 came from. If it's because you spent it on something irresponsible, Greg, then I think you need to fess up.
What else would I spend it on? What if she asks about the 9 and she doesn't know about the other 12? All right, so we've determined here that everybody lies. They're white lies. And Andrew Daniels from menshealth.com, you say it's actually, it's okay. It's even normal. So just don't lie about stuff that really matters.
Yes, we all do it. It's okay.
Okay. So now can we move on to you and your neighbors who having an annoying neighbor named Andrew?
Sure. There you go. So like I was saying before we started rolling. So yeah, I just bought the house, and unfortunately, I don't have neighbors yet because they're still building. But for those of you who do, you know, we collected a handful of signs that, like, you might not think that these are necessarily like the quintessentially bad neighbor behaviors.
I want to know about the Wi-Fi password. Why is it so important for me to password protect my Wi-Fi?
Sure. So think about it. So number one, it sucks for you more than anything, because, you know, if your neighbors are accessing your Wi-Fi, that means your connections are slower. So if you're trying to stream something on Netflix, that could be why.
Yeah, but my neighbors should love it, because they don't have to pay for Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And
but there you go. There you go. So say that, you know, you live next door to a couple with, young kids who are trying to, they should be studying or doing their homework.
Oh, looking at porn on my account.
But they're secretly looking at porn or whatever they're doing. You know, I don't know how young they are. But that could be hell on the parents who are trying to kind of enforce those strict
rules. Oh, they're trying to lock it down and I'm throwing open and open. Okay,
so that makes sense. Come on, Greg, what's wrong with you?
All right. And so my other question for you is, why would my neighbors care if I clean my grill or not? Which I don't.
Yeah, right. Right. So aside from the fact that, you know, an unclean grill can be dirtier than a toilet seat, just
Well, I don't eat off of it. Well, I guess I kind of do, don't I?
the grease and the food particles can attract insects and rodents and beyond all, you know, just the smell too. There's nothing worse than when, you know, your neighbor is barbecuing and the smoke is wafting in your kitchen window
And stinky. All right, Andrew Daniels. Here making his own true confessions about all the lies he tells every day and how he is an annoying neighbor. These stories at menshealth.com. The first one I love, the 10 lies you hear every day. That's really just true. And you notice Peter was very quiet about this during the segment.
Only 10?
Yeah, only 10. All right, coming up next, more useful stuff from this month's issue of Men's Health. You're listening to Men's Health Live.
Men's Health Live with Peter Moore and Greg Stebbin is presented by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. Trust in your hands.